Dungeons & Dragons 3.5, New Hope. Is there truly honor amongst thieves? Find out as a group of rogues try to make their way in a world that's out to kill them.
Noble Knight Games has been serving the needs of thousands of gamers worldwide since 1997. Huge selection of over 30,000 unique products, including discounts on most in-print games of up to 50% off or more. Noble Knight Games is the place for out-of-print RPGs, board games, war games, collectible card games, miniatures, and all things game-related. They ship worldwide and will purchase or trade your titles you no longer need, new, or used. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Just visit www.noblenight.com. Or visit our website for direct access to thousands of new, out-of-print, and in some cases, one-of-a-kind items.
Vorpal Network is the bomb. The cutting edge of geekdom. Comics, advice, D&D. Movies, video games, RPGs. Finding it's easy, just stay calm. VorpalNetwork.com.
Only technically.
That's all I need.
You are like Mom.
Hey, I'm a lawyer now.
You are like Mom.
She's a lawyer concubine?
Yeah.
Who's your lovers?
I don't sleep with anyone, so.
Why?
Because none of them are interesting enough yet.
Not even for sex?
I'm busy.
Too busy for sex?
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong with you?
Not enough air.
That place sounds like heaven.
What place?
Surface? The Flying
City?
Oh.
I guess.
Actually, even the angels get kinky.
No.
Quite a bit.
I suppose it would be for...
The material plane is the most sexually stifled plane, now that I think about it.
We can't have sex! Our deities don't want us to!
You just like, huh?
Where the fuck you get that?
Oh.
All right. Well,
can I get
I guess I'm your cousin,
towels,
Mom.
Paper towels.
Paper.
Should be over there. Thank you.
Got some on your phone.
Okay. I have most of them on my head, though.
She.
I was like, "What is in this?"
She activates her magic ability. Hello, all.
Eggs in there.
No.
Roar.
Oh. Okay. I see.
Mm-hmm.
Hi.
This is Rooney, Tana, and Dick.
I suppose I can...
Oh! Dick! The Dick? You're from the Flying City, too?
Is she talking in common now?
Yeah.
Yes. And you are?
Chloe.
And should I be aware of who you are?
Well, I guess not. Chuck's a little dejected.
I suppose that, have you been to the surface?
No, Mom won't let me.
I suppose it's a pleasure to meet you, Chloe.
Good to meet you too, Tana.
You can
We've had lots of your enemies come down here.
Well, you might have some less coming down in the future, but...
By the way, once you guys actually get a good look at Steven, he's actually got a brand on the back of his neck.
No, I have a cloak on. They can't see that.
Oh, okay.
Well,
I like paying attention to
this place is probably different than I expected.
This is the nice layer,
right?
What did you expect it to be, like the abyss?
Well, if you'd like, sometime you know. I'm not sure. What's the abyss like?
Have tea or something. Then go back.
No,
quickly, without talking to anyone else.
I'm sorry. I try to avoid interaction with most outsiders.
You guys are going
to
be staying for dinner, right?
Maybe.
Perhaps.
Possibly.
I'll take that as a yes.
No. No, you won't. Depends. Are there any souls on the line for this?
Not yours. Ew.
So, what will be for dinner? Because we were told.
I don't know. I was told it's a delicacy.
Would you mind going and asking your mother?
I guess I could go ask Mom.
This is...
Alright, well, I'll be right back. Watch out, she palms dice.
Yeah, we know.
Liar.
Liar. Gatha's like... What the...
Alright, guys, let's run
what in
town.
Here?
I have some real quickly, and then let's get out of here.
Maybe we should just leave now.
I have something to do.
I was...
Alright,
can they leave now?
Can they leave now?
Yes.
Who are you talking to? Me or the...
I'm thinking.
Oh. Well, you don't know what defenses Mother has installed.
That's why we run across town. I gotta do something, then we'll pop out in the middle of the city, pour it out of here, and go home.
What?
You gotta run across town?
What could you possibly have to do when
you're
out? Shush!
I have something to go see real quick.
Oh, pour it out. I thought you said pour it out.
Pour the town out. The doors ooze out.
Jeez.
Who are you?
It's my younger sister.
Hmm?
My younger sister.
You know, Dick?
Shush!
It's Solopoly.
Solopoly?
Yes.
Alright, so all in favor of running across town real quick? Let's go.
No.
Unless you guys really want to stay for dinner and eat some poor sap soul.
Actually, I'd rather just leave.
Leave.
Yeah, why do we need to stay for
you? Can we just jump out of here in the middle of this massive complex?
Maybe.
Do you think it's safe? Galatha, do you think it's safe? How do the winds of magic feel?
Off in here.
Alright, let's go back on the city then.
Okay, we can go out to the city. We're not going to wherever you want to go.
Yeah.
Why not? Have I ever directly put your life in risk?
Yes!
Is that the one time we had you kidnapped by dragon?
Yes!
When?
He walked up to the Brotherhood compound.
That was your own. You were drunk. That was your own fault. Anyways, let's go.
You can go
by yourself.
I don't
think I'd be allowed to leave just quite yet.
You have to go catch some fresh air after your massive jumping between planes. Yeah, let's go.
After a little while, Chloe kind of...
So what's for dinner?
Oh, sorry, I was playing with the hellhounds.
That happens. Cute.
Well, we're having a roast gold dragon.
Sounds yummy. I never
heard
that.
I hear it's a delicacy. I call the face tentacles.
Okay.
Aren't you a gold dragon?
No.
Bronze.
Oh, okay.
Bronze.
Oh, that's right. The gold dragons insulted you when we were fighting.
No, those were like copper dragons.
Those were copper.
Mm-hmm. Coppers are trickster guys.
Oh, no, wait.
Gold
dragons
are good.
Like really good.
So, no,
they're like the paladins, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yep.
They're also still American assholes.
Yes.
The last episodes of Slayers.
Bronze dragons are also the
gold dragons.
Crusader paladins.
Mm. So,
less arrogant asshole.
Is it okay if we all kind of go outside for a little walk and get some fresh air?
Oh, I guess Alex didn't tell you.
No.
By crossing the threshold, you made an unwritten contract.
And where was the contract so that we would have been forewarned?
I think it was in Town Hall.
So what exactly does this contract say?
Oh, well...
It doesn't say anything.
You have to get Mother's permission to leave.
God damn it!
Does that mean I can leave? So I never cross the threshold? Okay.
Alright, well, let me go talk to your mother if you wouldn't mind.
She doesn't like dealing with mortals. Says they're really uppity.
It's true.
Uh-huh.
Well, maybe...
I need to speak with her in private. There's something I need to discuss with her.
Private?
No.
I want to discuss that.
Okay.
Oh, father.
Well, it's your soul, so whatever.
Hey,
I can go get Mom, I guess. You guys,
I got my blink for a reason.
Yeah,
unless there was a dispel on the way in as well. Steven,
that
doesn't
help
your mouth.
Oh, I know. That's why I dealt. Don't worry.
All right, well, I'll go get Mom.
Is there any place we should meet her?
No, she'll probably just come here.
Yeah. Well,
she's looking forward to seeing you.
I was going to speak with her without surrounding peoples.
Okay.
He's
really needy, isn't he?
He's a
human.
Galatha's like, excuse me.
And you're not needy? I've seen the stuff you wear.
Excuse me,
you
you're the one who asked me to come to hell.
No,
you guys
that was him.
Because you couldn't take care of Sephiria.
I know.
Thank you for helping.
Let me get into melee combat.
Thank you.
That was your own decision.
They let you get...
Yes.
That was your own decision.
Aren't you a thaumaturgist? just you're yes. kind of like a wizard. You don't get anywhere near that. Who? Someone. You two should have stopped her.
I'm sorry. I was on the floor unconscious after an ogre beat me.
He was in the hole.
An ogre.
An ogre and several pirates.
It was probably about like 25 or something.
Yeah.
The number would get bigger and bigger.
This is how exaggeration starts.
Giant red dragon about the sky. And told you a couple swipes at Tana. Tana truly punched it in the face. Totally. Yeah.
Alright, well, after a little while, Chloe will come back and say, okay, Mom's willing to meet you.
It's your soul.
I know. Not going to say anything. Are there any unwritten contracts on the way there?
None that I remember.
Well, if she's being honest, at least.
You don't know that.
Nah.
Devils, I thought, they don't normally lie, do they?
They can't lie in contracts.
They can't
mislead you into a contract.
Just, they can put contracts where you will have no clue where they're at.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of like, you know, this warranty is void if you open this case type of thing.
No.
Let's read the warranty. It's inside the case.
Yeah.
Actually, no. It would be on the bottom of the package where you don't look.
Yeah.
Or actually on the side, in one of the small print boxes. Because you guys could have gone to the city hall.
We could have.
To read it. She didn't have to enter the threshold to read the contract.
Just most people don't think to go to.
There's your problem.
Most people don't think. Yeah, that's the problem. Though.
All right. Well.
So think like devils. Let me.
Do you
all want to go there or?
Well, that's up to you guys.
I'll go talk
to you. You, of course, see a stunningly beautiful Irinus woman. Black feathery wings, raven black hair, perfect skin, wonderful supple curves, and de sexy.
So the rest of the group isn't here, right?
No. And of course she's wearing a mostly see-through gown.
No, there's a reason why I like having an Irinus in bed.
Yes, your dick, right?
Yes.
I've heard of you.
Yes. I assume that you can figure out why we're here.
My daughter.
Yes. Apparently we, without knowing, entered into that contract from coming inside.
Mm-hmm.
And, quite frankly, my wife has asked that I deliver a message to her mother, which obviously I cannot do without leaving here.
I can deliver the message.
It's a very physical message.
I have children who are good at that.
Well, that'd be very great. She would like me to punch her in the face.
I can have someone on that.
Well, that'd be very nice of you. Thank you. Now, the other part is, we have several things we were trying to do up on the surface, and we do need Sephiri's assistance and such.
So now we're in negotiations.
Damn it. Why is Steven the one in negotiations?
Because he's the one who decided to speak.
He's the one with the biggest mouth?
Yeah.
You're a coward! You're going to screw up.
It's over.
Actually, I have the biggest mouth. So,
what do you need done, or what done, so we can take Sephiria home?
Well, I can't have anything you do. That's all of your actions go somewhere else. All of your bad deeds.
Exactly, by the way.
Give me your neck. Give me your neck.
Are you being in a literal sense, or figurative?
Yes, literal.
Okay.
You can feel her rubbing the back of your head.
Ow. That's tender. I got punched there. Yeah. So?
Oh. Well, in a very, very roundabout sense, you and I are servicing the same lord, just in different ways.
That Mel Mushurgan Durgan.
Mephistopheles, the sexiest devil on two hooves.
Well, I suppose.
The hoof things doesn't do it for me.
I suppose,
Osmodeus?
Yes, doesn't have hooves, I don't think. He might, though.
So.
I don't know his outfit used to come.
What then can we as a group do to release Sephiria from your.
Well, if you're offering, there's a long list of individuals that are well overdue on their contracts.
Such as?
I can give you the list, but you'd have to agree to go pass them along.
Do we get to choose who we bring down to you?
No.
Which we have to do the entire list.
Mm-hmm.
And would that be here or once we got back?
Once you get back. I, of course, won't give you the list down here. You try to find some way to weasel out of it. Or you'd find a rival devil who's more than happy to do something to plot against me.
Would we be allowed to review the list before?
No. Have faith.
No. Normally, when it comes to devils in these contracts, they seem to want to get people who may not fully know what's going on.
Oh, yes. Stupid minions are usually the best minions.
Yes. Or horny ones. That seems to work really well for you guys as well. Mm-hmm. It actually turned out not too bad for me, just not how I expected. But anyways, how long is said list?
Three individuals.
Are they of evil alignment?
Ha! Well, they're closer to my... They're closer to the realistic view of the world than some of the idealists.
What is your interpretation of that?
Literal or figurative?
Yes.
They're pragmatic. They see the world as it should be and gain power as quickly as they need to. And use it liberally.
So probably evil.
So, would they fit in right along with the normal crowd down here?
I think so.
I'll have to go speak with the group before I can speak on their behalf.
Oh, it's okay. Ricardo's speaking on their behalf. Ricardo will agree for you.
Yeah, that kind of frightens me. So, do we have to stay for dinner?
Yes, of course.
Do we have to eat the gold dragon?
Do you know how hard it is to get a gold dragon down here? Please, I'm trying to show what little hospitality and warmth that my heart has.
I have a problem with sentient beings.
I prepared this specifically for Saphira's return. And if you continue, you will irritate me.
I don't mean to offend, but I just have a simple issue with eating sentient beings.
Then get over it.
Well, I'll go speak with the group then.
Oh, you know,
eat
my own kind.
Everyone's like, what the hell just happened to Half Dragon? Yeah.
They're dragons. Unless they're like, ugh.
Alright,
so I'll come back to you.
Okay.
So, guys, I'm going to your lovely mother.
Ha!
You're palming the dice again.
Yeah, that time. Okay, I got a roll.
I got 29 on spot.
Ooh, nice. You're good.
I got 26.
You don't notice me palming the dice.
So anyways, your good mother said that for us to leave, we must first stay for dinner. And she said if you don't want to eat the dragon, get over it. You have to eat the dragon. Beyond that, she said that there's three individuals back home which would fit right in with the crowd down here that she wants us to pass along.
So you're a hitman now?
To get you home. Depends. Do you want to stay here or have us knock off a few evil people?
I think that's up to you, isn't it?
Well, the reason why we're here is you.
No, the reason why you're here is you guys don't protect very well.
Amen, sister. Amen.
She didn't take down the ogre while I was taking the blows. I took down my people.
You were taking the blows. Really?
Go back and play the podcast. The ogre reached over you and attacked me.
It's true.
Several times.
The ogre was ignoring you.
Yeah, he pretty much ignored you.
Don't have to do that anymore. So, the question is...
Evil?
No. The question is, do we want to go and knock off a few evil people to get you home?
I have issues helping devils.
He actually, when Tana saying, opens her mouth, nothing comes out.
Fuck you, Ryan. Fuck you.
I'm speaking,
for me.
Or does he start talking out of his mouth?
Because you have to relay the message.
So,
in all honesty, the only way we are getting home is if we get the people.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear what you just said.
In order for us to get home, we have to get the people. Otherwise, we are stuck down here.
So, the good news is, she did say that they are the kind of people who would fit in down here. So, we don't have to feel too guilty about taking them down. So, your opinions. Obviously, you stated yours.
Sure.
Okay, so...
Or...
Just yes or no. If you want to, you can do it with the boobies. I think that is a yes. Superior?
Huh?
Do you wish to go home? Well, not this home. Your well, legit home.
Yeah.
So, do you want to go knock off these evil people?
As I said, it's up to you guys.
Alright, so now all I have to do is stay for dinner.
Very well. Let's have ourselves some gold dragon.
Hate you so much, Ryan, by the way.
No worries, it's actually these two.
Yeah, I'm going to end up losing my soul at some point tonight because of Ryan.
Yes.
Well, while we're waiting, can I have you look at something?
Like what?
I show you the back of my neck.
He's got a devil brand.
Oh, you've been branded.
Oh, great. And it means...
He's someone's property.
You belong to someone now.
Who?
Well, it only ever says the arch devil's name. It doesn't actually say the direct owner.
Mrs. Doppelies.
Oh.
I take it the meeting went well.
Nah. Oh, you got branded by my mother.
Actually, awesome. No.
Oh, so you've been dealing with other devils, too.
I hate hell.
A lot of people do, even devils.
Tana hates hell, too.
Hey, anything that you agree with Ryan on, you can actually say.
No. Oh, okay.
Oh, yes! Wait, you hate hell?
No. Not so okay. Bad.
I think she's saying she hates me.
Actually, you can't even shake your head.
You cannot.
So all you do is
what?
What about him?
What about Dick?
Can you?
I think she's.
It's a spot.
I don't agree with you on that. I'm sorry. Oh, now the ceiling, eh?
Can you get the two additional?
Okay.
Yes.
Well, you guys will all be welcome down to dinner. You're now all in clothing that you didn't remember putting on.
Yeah, it's quite similar to what I
actually, that doesn't change. They just changed the glamour on my armor.
You're only wearing slightly skimpier outfits. It's, of course, a large, large banquet.
Wait, I demand to be wearing a stripper tuxedo.
We're in skimpier outfits?
What are we wearing?
I want to be wearing a stripper tuxedo.
Alright, well, it's of course a large banquet where you all get to feast on, you know, chunks of a nice great gold dragon. A worm gold dragon.
I take it if we try to avoid eating, we get looks that are...
Oh yeah, you are surrounded by dozens and dozens of devils.
It is rude.
I hide that. I think it's nasty.
They don't care if you like it.
Oh, okay.
Here,
I don't think all of them like it, too.
No.
Angry! I'm more angry than my mother's here.
You're sad that a good creature had to die.
Kinda. Me, too. I'm slightly sad I'm eating a dragon.
Oh, let's see how much I like it.
But since I'm neutral, I will eat it anyways.
I like it.
You can express that, because apparently I feel the same way.
I hide the fact that I like it, because I still don't like eating something that tastes so good.
You know, devils, of course, make the chit-chat around the table.
Of course.
I'll greet all my siblings and whatnot.
Yeah.
Obviously, being angry at my mother, I'll avoid her for as long as possible.
I'll send greetings from Felicity.
Oh, well, good to hear.
I'm sure she'd love to see you, but she just couldn't make it this time.
So, how do you talk in hell is you talk in very neutral terms.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You stay as neutral as possible.
Possibly, maybe...
Yep.
Oh, this is such good food.
I might
food.
Be able to do
maybe.
This.
No, this food tastes interesting.
It's probably too heavy compared to my normal diet. I don't imagine dragon being a...
And, you know, and of course, you know, midway through it, you can hear the gold dragon weep a little.
Aww.
You guys were expecting that?
No.
No,
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Probably not.
By the way, I totally.
No, he really.
No, he agreed with the dragon. I can't say anything after that, though, because...
I totally want to base character off the picture.
Okay. Well, after a while, of course, you know the mother will stand up and do the, you know... Everyone kind of go...
I think that cup is plastic.
You've been gypped!
Okay, well, as of course we have guests here tonight, of course, you know, pointing down at your guys' end of the table, and everyone's like, eh. You, of course, as a show of hospitality and evil will, you, of course, get to dine on the most delicate part, which will, of course, be the gold dragon eye. So, please, come up and grab it before anyone else gets a share.
Suppose I'll walk up.
You can see the gold dragon.
Wait, I can never get him to agree to this. I can't say, I'm full. I can never get you to agree to say that.
I'm sorry, I'm a ghoul, I'm always hungry.
Yeah. We'll have our spokesman go up and get our parts.
Okay, so you gain a few pounds.
You're binge eating.
There's
you
no way
throw up, continue eating.
Oh, she likes it.
There's honestly no way I can say that I'm full because I'm a ghoul.
No, yeah, there is. If I take a giant brick and shove continuously down your throat,
I'm still hungry.
You can say that you're hungry, but you're still full.
I am full of food. My stomach is full, yes, but I am still hungry.
So who gets to go up and rip out the gold dragon eyes?
Our spokesperson.
Our spokesman.
Didn't...
Oh, she said she was going. Okay.
I said I went up there.
All right, well, the gold dragon's like...
He's still alive. Oh, okay.
I'm gonna have some serious repenting to do when I get home.
Grab my dice.
La 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 la.
We can't hear anything.
Seriously, what happened to my dice?
Think about what happened last night in bed.
Wait, you can't sing.
Tom's over. Do you have a boner from eating gold dragon? No, not from the gold dragon. I swear.
Your mind's blank, right?
Yeah.
Well, I can't be thought at. I can still think.
Welcome to hell.
I hate it. I hate it with every fiber of my being.
I really wish I was evil, because I would have so much fun with this character, with having a devil wife that's evil, but Dick doesn't want to be evil.
See,
here's
the thing.
You see me neutral.
I love it in my blood, but I hate it in reality.
Exactly.
Yep. I feel the desire to do this, but
Tana
I feel
wants
the desire
to
not
home.
To do this.
Oh, God.
I suppose I'm like, my serious apologies. Hopefully I overtake you soon. And pop out his eye.
Next one.
I suppose I roll it down the table.
With, of course, you know, the little attachment to the eye socket flopping.
How big is it?
It's big.
Oh.
It's a great, it's a worm.
But don't, when we poke it, it just kind of deflates and all the juices fall out?
Well, no, you get to start... Yeah, since it's so big, there's actually a layer of flesh there that you can actually cut out.
Oh, okay, because I was like, I remember when we dissected eyeballs, we were like, poking, it's like...
Yeah, that's what will happen.
Oh!
It's just that there's so, it's so big, there's such a thick layer of flesh, you can just cut it off and eat that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm not good with the deflating roller dips. Something funny.
Wait, what is the drink choice here?
Blood. Dragon blood, of course.
I really wish I brought that never-ending ale. I'm so hungry right now.
Alex, you're hungry, but you don't want to eat it.
No, he doesn't feel how you feel. He just can't disagree with what you're saying.
Oh, okay.
Which is why I'm sitting here going like...
What did you just throw at me?
Yeah.
A piece of eye.
You can express that.
Oh, thank you.
I'm with you. This would be so much fun if I was evil, but... Dude, my character doesn't like it. But sitting here going, every evil thing is going, oh, I can do this.
And
this
would
be so
fun.
See, Tyler. I just got a beer of my blood. It's like, okay, this got awkward.
I go...
Fucking thanks.
I stick it with my fork.
It quivers a little.
I sleight of hand mine under the table and feed it to the hellhound.
Because there's always a hellhound.
Sleight of hand.
Well, I could so I made it 2, but I'm not going to.
32.
Roll it on 2.
I rolled the eye on you.
I can't eat all this.
Oh, you need it.
Fire truth up from underneath him.
You're in hell. Sorry, I was about to say something, but I inhaled the spit.
I
okay, so the dragon dies.
Hold on just a second. I took the eye with me. And do like a bucket or something.
Alright, and then of course, dessert. Unborn dragon egg.
I burn the thing. Now it's cooked.
Why is that?
I want to cook it.
So you guys get you guys eat unborn dragon. Alright. And of course,
he's gonna come back to bite us.
Yeah. Major.
Well, Mother, of course, you know, dismisses you all once you are done.
Mm-hmm.
You, of course, wind back up at your respective houses, gagging, retching, and
crying.
Vomiting.
Wait.
Crying? Yes.
Andre, I bring a piece of the eye home with me and give it to my wife.
Oh, thank you.
Enjoy that.
I'm so delicious.
And vomit.
Oh, we're not back home yet.
No, she did. She dismisses when we're home.
Mm-hmm.
Dismissal as the spell, not as
so how does that work for me?
Oh, she waves you guys off. Galtha takes you two home.
Okay!
Don't dismiss her.
Galtha takes you two home.
So, we're back on the surface. Yes, we're back.
Well, yeah. We're back in New Hope.
I'm gonna go drink away my memories.
Probably a good idea.
I think I might lose a level worth of memory.
I go home and cry on my wife's shoulder.
I'm glad
I took a dragon
ball. Of course, would they have an alien chemical, an alien pill that, depending on how much you get, depends on how many days or weeks or months or years of memory you lose.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be so nice right now. Well, I'm going to forget the last 24 hours.
Is it?
He was.
Well, congratulations, you didn't actually provoke any fights in hell.
That's good.
Yeah,
were we going to?
Yes, if you piss someone off enough. If you were insulting enough.
Which you were about
to. So what time of day is it? How long were we down there?
She said she was getting pissed.
You were actually down there for 18 hours.
She'd be angry if we didn't get over to eating the dragon thing.
How long is that?
Which we did.
Equal time, or?
Oh. Yeah, about 18 hours.
Okay.
Okay,
so it's like nighttime.
Well, you guys were down there for maybe a couple hours. And it's been 18.
Oh,
ish.
Gotcha.
Okay. So what, it's middle of the night?
Yes.
Well, we
no, it's actually 6 o'clock in the morning.
I was going to say, we went at noon.
You guys leave at noon and come back at dawn.
I suppose I go say hello to James. I'm sure he's waking up now.
You show up at 6:15, he's already out the door.
I don't know if everyone knows this.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah,
poke my wife asleep. I mean, awake.
What? Oh, you're back.
Yeah.
You still have your soul? She looks inside a drawer.
Yep.
Cool. I have a question.
Huh?
You said you knew where my brothers were?
Yes, they're with the fat rubber ducky.
Are you sleep talking again?
I said the fat rubber duck, you asshole.
What the hell is that?
Rolls over.
This is just like Ryan does. Yes.
Okay, I guess I'll go back to doing whatever it is that she sleeps.
Okay, well.
I said the fat rubber duck, you asshole.
I'm over to my dear wife. Did you brand him on the back of my neck?
Me? No.
Who?
Associate.
Why does nobody ever tell me exactly who branded me?
She told you.
No, she told me who I ended up serving, which is the same thing her mom told me. Mephistopheles Larganiganer.
Mephistopheles.
It wasn't me. It wasn't in our contract.
So would I make a contract with somebody else?
Apparently.
How?
I don't know. I wasn't the one doing the deal.
But you know who it was?
Yes, I recognize the handwriting.
Who?
I can't say.
Is it that person who's like in the devil for here in the city?
Handsome? No, it's not handsome.
Why do I have all these devils around me?
New Hope is a wonderful harvesting area.
Because you're godless.
I'm godless.
He is.
He is. Yes. I am.
You'd be surprised. I mean, seriously, this is a nice maybe 2 or 3% of our, you know, daily yield. Well, maybe monthly, yearly, you know. It's a good number up here. Lots of good people want it. Lots of people willing to gain quickly for not much.
Oh, the message was sent to your mom, by the way.
Oh, good. Bitch.
People who come from hell have some serious mommy issues.
I have family issues.
If you are evil and your family's evil, what does that mean?
I know.
You hate each other.
I know if it's Conan.
Mm-hmm. Alright, well, I'm gonna go sleep now.
Okay.
Wait, see, am I tired?
No.
I am. Why? Because I just watched my little D Dragon. I came home and vomited for an hour. Straight.
Okay, so a little after 6 o'clock, I come to the brother. I just kind of watch him train off in the distance.
You sit there and go, now I'm riled up by James.
No, I'm watching James
train. Did you catch
my
ill, Ryan?
He's training his men.
You'll notice that he's training his men unusually hard. And all the you know, targets have horns strapped to their sides.
Yes, beat them that way. Harder. Do it. You're doing it wrong.
Spear step.
Go for the head.
Hey,
no, wrong head.
She doesn't have
a heart. Ooh, spear step.
All right,
spear step. Stab with a spear.
There is no heart. Go for the head.
Okay. Right, well, after your all laborious recovery session.
I feel dirty. Really dirty.
You just engaged basically in a forced act of cannibalism.
Yes, I know.
I feel like we missed something yesterday.
Wait, the NHA appointment?
I don't know. We were in hell for like 3 hours and the sun came and went. I don't know, what day is it?
I tapped you on the shoulder 2 days after you left.
Box.
Okay.
I don't get it.
By the way, you're still at 1 hit point. Oh, you healed yourself up there.
Yeah, shake.
Now you're at 1 hit point.
Oh, too much, cure minor.
You have a swarm of cultists.
It's like too much. Oh, well, now I gotta do it again.
I go to you then.
What? I'm at my house. I'm hiding my house. What?
You're not allowed in the house.
A box.
I would get it out.
I go to the next person.
you mean the box from the ship? I died. You can forgive me for not remembering. Where is it? Where's the box?
I'm asleep.
Well,
if you gotta wake me up, give you to my wife.
You talk to me, remember?
I can't.
You didn't learn our sign language?
No.
Oh. You leveled up. You spent 2 skill points.
Take 2 skill points out and learn our language.
Okay. Him.
Asshole dick.
Now you can just tell.
No, it's gotta be something normal. It's like, it's like, I don't know.
The asshole dick. Turn around, spread your cheeks. Oh, Richard!
You can talk.
I can't talk.
You can't now.
You know, what do you use your sign?
Oh, you can communicate.
As in game. Or, you know, you yourself, you can talk to everyone now.
Okay. I will take out my handle animals that I put in.
Suddenly the puppy's a little less friendly.
Okay, well, we'll go to Dick's house. Knock, knock, knock.
Up walks his lovely wife.
I don't hear.
Yes?
Is Dick here?
He's currently asleep. He had a very rough night.
Oh, I'm certain.
Apparently he was out drinking again.
Is our box here?
Oh, the chest?
Yeah.
Yes, he said for no one to touch it but him. I promised.
He technically said no one.
I think he's giving him a freebie here.
Well, can we wake him up?
I'd rather not. I mean, I'm still cleaning up the mess. The waft, the smell of vomit comes, like regurgitated gold dragon.
Okay, I'll come back tomorrow.
It's Byron sleeting. She says it's sleeting outside.
Yeah, it's under snow.
Can I find a pair of goggles at night, or do I have to wait for 12 days?
Oh. It depends. Are they necromancy?
No.
Dark vision.
Okay. You might be able to actually find that.
Okay. Well, I suppose I put in my order for the great sword before tomorrow. We left.
I'm going to go see what I missed. Go ahead. What?
Never mind. We're just...
Your face!
Too bad! I'm out of disguise. It's hard to get a hold of it. Especially since we work with the Thieves Guild.
But yeah, I'll leave a note for the new old lady.
Oh, Matea. Okay.
Actually, you know what?
We'll have to reschedule.
Got in Skyfight.
Prior conflicts of interest.
Prior interests of conflict.
Yes. Tyler? I suppose I'll find you.
Talk to, you.
Kehiane.
Kehiane. Do you reschedule?
I suppose I'll talk to you about starting to set myself up with a fake identity of some sort.
Office is in the call steam.
Yes, I'm getting a ring of protection. I'll have to take it off. I'm going to have sex with my wife.
That's a very good question, and,
You think about that for a little while, and,
By the way, my gift to James was
making you look.
Okay. Just seeing that. Did you propose to him?
You want to make
it? It was the ring you stole from.
Changing features.
One ribbon. I'll
give you a stolen ring.
Kind of he doesn't know that.
Yes.
It was the ring of Death Ward.
Okay.
Limited to good. I'm like, I'm not asking. Well,
no.
Yeah, but
it writes.
Okay. I hate it.
Yeah, like,
I'm sure if you
actually,
did, I would.
It'd be bad if you had it.
Yeah. Wait, who you has a hat of disguise now? You three suck.
I just cast it on myself.
I have disguise, the skill.
I have a very limited amount of spells, so.
So do I. I can't cast.
Me neither.
You don't really have a reason to hide yourself, though. I am one of the more wanted people in the city.
I'm
so.
An icon, though. They're like, oh, there's a half dragon in that group.
You're becoming an icon, aren't you?
Yeah, not notorious, but it's just like, oh, that group.
After I
get
home,
I'm
gonna go shopping with my wife.
Your wife says, do you want your box?
After we go shopping.
Okay.
I'll get her some nice clothes.
Oh, well, you're in a good mood. Maybe I should take you to hell more often.
No. I'm celebrating because I came back in one piece.
Oh, okay. I see. Apparently there was some food that didn't agree with you.
Yeah, sentient beings, I try to say, it tasted good, but no. No, thank you.
You get over it after a little while. I'm sure you will, at least.
You know, Steven, you're getting closer and closer to being a devil every day.
Okay.
Jake does not want to be even. It's not about what you want. It's about what your wife wants.
Okay, so how many weeks has it been? I don't know.
Because remember, the moment you got married, you surrendered all of your rights to her.
In more than one way.
Yep.
So, when are you guys going to crack the box open?
When he's done with his duties.
Okay, that won't take too long.
It'll be evening time dinner, I guess.
Okay, so everyone shows up at Dick's house for dinner.
Okay.
And by the way, nobody asked why I just randomly have a house in Silver District.
We figured you paid for it.
Yeah.
I don't say anything to you guys, but just
no, you have a house in Copper.
What?
Yeah,
you have a house in Copper.
Yes, I know.
Okay. So anyways, all right, I pull out the box underneath the stairs. Just say it. You don't have to make your decision.
Okay. We should. Shouldn't we, like, be with the guy when we open it?
What guy?
The guy
who asked us to do it. No, he didn't ask us to retrieve, he asked us to investigate.
Yes, we actually didn't do what he asked. Oh. Okay.
Alright. On the count of three, I'm gonna open it up, and who wants to stand in front?
Could we investigate the magical wardings on it first?
Show the fuck.
Yeah, let's do that.
Well, Richard?
Pranger.
Ricardo?
Richard.
She's got me on the mind. I can't blame it with this look. My wife loves it. I'm sorry, I'm still getting used to being able to talk.
Hey,
that was
say
hilarious. She was funny.
We agreed on a lot of things.
Oh, someone spoke for the group.
I hate hell. Wait, how do you know about that?
I'm a witch.
Oh, true. You got nothing on Felicity. She's a real witch.
No, she's a bitch.
Yeah, it's about the same thing with her.
Alright, so, Carter, would you do
your shoulder thing?
Oh, God. No, the rogue ability to find traps.
Technically, I'm not a rogue.
You have 2 levels of rogue, that's all. You have 1 level of rogue, that's all.
Damn it, well, where are all my dice going?
Are you just putting them back inside?
No, I don't think so. Is someone stealing my dice? Are you stealing my dice?
Tag? Yes, I ate them, they were tasty.
25.
25? It's locked, but other than that, there's no actual, other than the wards, which you think are magical in nature.
Detect magic?
Abjuration.
What is that?
Protection magic.
Oh.
I figure out what they are.
Kill people magic?
You know, just don't, it makes it harder to break stuff type of things.
Oh.
If it falls to the ground, it won't take any damage. Feather fall, a few others.
It's got feather fall. Is there anything that would hurt us? Like, it will warn people that it's an open or something? Okay, well, I was probably going to go for it.
I open the lock.
Would he have made the whack the lock open at DC?
No. Because it has to be whack a simple lock. What'd you actually get?
35.
Oh, 35. Oh, no, then never mind. You open it normally. Barely. By meeting the DC.
Oh, wow.
That's...
Wow. That oh, I'm sorry, you exceeded it by 5.
It's a natural 20.
Oh, okay, so it's a 15 or above. 25% chance to open it.
Yeah. Okay, well... Okay. Inside, you find a plush teddy bear and 3 scrolls.
Scrolls?
Scrolls.
Oh, was it squirrels? Really?
Squirrels!
Touch the teddy bear.
No.
Detect magic.
The scrolls are, of course, magical. And the teddy bear is magical.
Do I have any
bardic
knowledge on this teddy bear? Because it might be a very specific magic item.
You could give me a bardic knowledge. I'd allow it.
It's a bear of devouring. It's a
of course.
Bear.
By the way,
figure out what
the bear's is enchantment, and 2 of the scrolls are evocation, and 1 of them is conjuration.
Wait, didn't we run into a stuffed teddy bear in the late castle game?
No, it was a ducky.
It was a ducky.
No, I thought there was a teddy bear that you activated it, and it turned into a bear who guarded you.
Oh, there was one of them.
Yes, it was mine. I claimed it. My teddy bear.
I love you. Oh, God, 30. Someone's trying to kill me.
30? Yeah, since it is... Since it's
the thing is,
30
the teddy bear was not necessarily
not
on your side.
This is known as Gunthar's teddy bear, or known as the teddy bear of calm emotions. You hug the bear, you get a DC 16 will save versus enchantment, or be subject to calm emotion.
So it's very dangerous. What are the 3 scrolls?
Fireball, 5th level. Lightning bolt, 5th level. Summon monster 3, 5th level.
Right, and how was this unhealthy?
It might have been a trap to see if we do it.
Who's a good teddy bear?
I don't think you want to keep that teddy bear on you. Tana has like in her pocket, somebody hits the pocket. Oh, shit.
Sure, keep that teddy bear with you.
The teddy bear.
Mm-hmm. I have my kitty.
I suppose
search the inside of the box.
I suppose we'll steal the scrolls.
Did you get a 25?
Yes.
There's a false bottom.
Ah.
Okay.
Woo!
Okay.
Well, we want to check it for a trap.
Abjuration. This one's actually basically, it's kind of a maintenance spell to keep it within a certain temperature.
Hold on a second. This one's different. It's being kept at a certain temperature.
Can you tell what?
Can I?
160 degrees.
So it's been hot.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a fireplace here?
Yeah.
Alright.
I assume a Silver District house is
normally. Yes, you have a fireplace.
So I guess I'll go over to the fireplace and open it up.
Open it up?
It's pretty close.
Inside is 1/2 plate of chocolate chip cookies and another 1/2 of sugar cookies.
Wait,
each one has different spells on
it. You open what up?
The false bottom.
No, cookies. Oh, you opened the bottom of it?
Yeah.
They were being baked.
That's actually a fairly low temperature to bake cookies at.
No, yeah, keep it warm.
What enchantments are
there? Okay. On the chocolate chip cookies, it's a cure light. On the sugar cookies...
Should we write this down?
Do you want chocolate chip cookies of healing?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure that it goes bad if we just carry them around in our pack.
Okay. And the sugar cookies are cookies of suggestion.
That is fairly dangerous.
Someone eats them and then you can suggest on them?
Yes.
Is there actually a DC or is it auto-fail?
It is a DC 13.
Wow.
Okay.
Commoners will succeed about half the time.
It's still a fairly dangerous magic item to your average person.
Is there anything else in there?
Oh, that's it.
I feel bad for the people on that boat now.
Yes, we just slaughtered a whole bunch of people for cookies and a teddy bear.
Hey, we didn't I didn't slaughter anyone.
No, we invited the captain along, so thus, we did.
He invited the captain. She invited the captain along.
Hey, it was a group decision, and I enjoyed it.
Exactly, it was a group decision.
Well, no wonder the guys in hell liked you so much.
By the way, there's 10 of each.
These could have been something for, like, political stuff.
It could. Does it matter how much the cookies consumed?
No.
Because if they eat a lot of cookies...
So if they eat a bite of the cookie, do you heal D8?
Yes, but then the cookie's no longer magical.
Okay. Because
you're breaking a magic item.
Because it explodes.
Chocolate chips all over your face. All over.
Well, no, if it's like...
Andre, you heal a D8 plus one and take a D6 of shrapnel damage from the chocolate
chips. Oh, my eyes!
No, it's like, if it's like we have when I eat fresh chocolate chip cookies, bite, inevitably I will get chocolate somewhere on my shirt.
True strike. Limited white shirts.
Everything that stains has that. I'm sorry.
So, that's what was inside the box.
Alright, well, let's go.
But I suppose I'll let you guys report this to the...
Your soul?
Go ahead.
No. Have fun. We don't report Jack to them.
Actually, no. I'm just going to tell them it's not dangerous.
Yeah, we report nothing.
I don't really plan on reporting what it is to the guard.
I ain't no one's bitch.
Because...
That's a lie.
Except
that
you
would be
I love you.
Reporting crimes to the guard. So, yeah.
Remember, if they ask, it was a crazy beard that
I'm
killed everyone.
I'm going to go and talk to him.
By the way, we're going to have Thomas start a storefront and sell all of our looted items.
No, we're not.
See what I did right there?
I do plan on starting a shop. It was legitimate.
There's nothing... Dead people cannot come back and claim... Oh, unless somebody raises...
No, this is D&D. Dead people come back all the time.
To claim your stuff?
Where'd you get this sword?
I don't know. That's my sword. You a zombie? Give me my sword. Can you... Turn the hands. Give me my sword.
Alright, fine. Open your mouth.
Orange!
By the way, the guys across the street, there's a bunch of plants in his yard. You might want to try and take care of them.
Put a bucket on.
Wait, oh, screen door shield too.
The new elite. Buckethead, screen door, sword.
He kills plants instantly, but moves very slowly.
Oh my god. He'd have to move like incredibly slow.
Does he dance
he
also?
Really
figure out where the Yeti zombie
he dances also.
Wow. In him.
Yeah, I still haven't found the Yeti zombie.
He dances to himself.
So, Pure Soul will quickly actually contact you.
Yes.
What'd you find? The ship never came in.
Nah.
Actually, technically.
You didn't find it?
It wasn't as dangerous as you thought. It could have been in the right hands. But it's gone.
Ah, I see.
It crashed and burned into the ground.
Okay. Well.
The ship did.
He trusts you, does he?
No,
no.
Did it crash?
Yes, it did. Crazy Bird blew it off.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
No, we gave it to the guy.
We took the ship and gave it to the guy whose keelboat we were borrowing.
Oh, yeah.
Crazy Bird came on board and killed everybody. That's all Crazy Bird did.
Yeah, he didn't crash.
Well, there was a retconning.
Oh, okay. I thought it blew up.
No, there's a retcon.
Okay, let me think of some way to word that.
Well, honestly, Tyler, you guys didn't register the ship. It never docked. It's there, but no one ever checked it in.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of like walking into a library and putting a book on a shelf without checking it back in. Imagine the annoyance that, you know, some librarian would be like,
where did that come from?
How did he contact me?
I guess it would have been through the Colosseum. Because that's where he knows.
Gamers Haven Podcast proudly presents a companion game to Deadlands Reloaded, Enough Room to Die. Just who is the Lazarus Group, and what is their interest in this notorious band of outlaws that's crisscrossing the West? Follow them as they unlock the secrets to a plot worse than they could ever imagine. Deadlands. Hell hath no fury. Available for download at www.gamershavenpodcast.com.
Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.